Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, meeting notes. Dead simple. Here we go. Dude, I want an easy way to take meeting notes and get them out, distribute them within 30 seconds of the meeting. That's my challenge to you.
Those people who are smart enough to want meeting notes, everybody wants that. And most people are doing it wrong. And it starts with preparing the notes after the meeting, which nobody wants to do once the meeting's over. And typing them as well. And by the way, just a little note for those of you who are familiar with our website, or even if you're not, you can find this cast in our Map of the Universe on the website in the meetings section under taking notes. Okay. And if you don't know what the Map of the Universe is, you got to go to the website and look for the logo in the top right hand corner of our homepage and go to it and find every single cast categorized so you can find the topic you need when you need it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, basically, technology makes things a lot easier than it was 10 years ago. This is still a timeless cast. It's not a timely cast. Too many of us don't take notes at all. Some people think it's too hard or it's too burdensome administratively. And some think they aren't necessary, which is dumb because you want to capture what people commit to.
You think?
Decisions you make, right? Yeah. But notes matter, and they can be simple. So, look, here's the way you do it. For you high Ds, here's your simple answer. You take handwritten notes directly on a pre-printed agenda. You can even handwrite the agenda if you don't. And you don't even really need an agenda if you don't want it. Then the only thing that makes the cut for meeting notes are decisions and deliverables. And you highlight them in a way that makes it easy. You handwrite the notes. And then you take a picture of the meeting notes with your phone. And you send them to attendees, text or email. And now they've got it. Now they've got a record. And if you use Dropbox or anything like that, or you have some form, you email it there, or you simply email it to yourself and then drag it to the place on your computer where you keep those things, and there it is. And nobody's ever going to complain about the fact that your meeting notes aren't typed, and nobody's ever going to complain that there aren't meeting notes because you can do them in 30 seconds or less.
This could be a really short cast because, you know, meetings I have, we never make decisions and there's no deliverables. So I guess I don't have to
Okay, Mike is speaking for some person other than somebody who works at Manager Tools because we actually have meeting notes because we eat our own dog food here.
Yeah, you'd think so. Oh, my God. Yeah, folks, if you were wondering about decisions and deliverables, maybe you ought to think about the meeting. But okay. Topic for another time.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've recommended this before, right? Create your meeting agenda on a single sheet of paper, right? And then you spread the agenda out from the top to the bottom of the page, and you leave space in there for notes.
Yeah. You put the first agenda item, probably welcome, very close to the top of the page, right below the title. You don't waste a lot of space at the top of the page. The bottom agenda item goes as close to the bottom of the page as the printer will let you do it. The agenda items between the first and last items get spread roughly evenly from top to bottom of the page. If you want, think a little bit, be smart, give more space where you think you'll need it. If it's an hour meeting and there are five topics and one of the items is supposed to take up 30 minutes, clearly you're not going to have five items take up 30 minutes in an hour-long meeting. So if one of them is taking 30 minutes of the hour, much more than any of the others, give that topic a lot more room. Have the physical space between items reflect the relative length of agenda items. And now you've got your agenda. Everybody gets a copy of the agenda if they want it, or you post it on the wall. But more importantly, you have it, and you've got your agenda, and you're going to use it as a template, as a blank slate for your meeting notes. You can also write up an agenda. If you don't want to publish an agenda, I don't know why you wouldn't want to, but if you didn't, you can handwrite your own agenda into your notebook that you take to meetings with you. And during the meeting, you simply handwrite your meeting notes right into the spaces below or near the agenda item they relate to.
Oh, well, okay. I was with you up to this point, but dude, my handwriting is terrible. You've seen it. It's awful. And I'm embarrassed, and you know, you're going to ask me to share those. I don't know.
So I think that's right. I think we should have this cast should be a special cast, which is this is a cast for everybody in the world except for Mike. Because Mike's handwriting is bad. Yeah, my handwriting. And by the way, for those of you who are younger, your handwriting will gradually get worse over the years. And you'll have to periodically commit yourself to improving it. Because I've probably written, I would guess in the last 10 years, I've written myself 50 notes of a cast idea. that based on a question that somebody got to me that I could not read 3 days later.
That's not good.
Because I was writing fast. Some of you, of course, have lovely penmanship, but you're slower. But for most people, most of us, as we get older, our handwriting gets a little bit more spiky and a little bit less legible.
Yeah. And the fact is, right, legibility is the issue. It doesn't have to be pretty, right? That's, it has to be legible. So if you don't write like Ben Franklin or whatever, you don't have to learn how to do that.
Yeah. So Mike and I, both of our handwriting works for us, but it doesn't necessarily work for everybody else. So it's simple. The fact that your handwriting isn't that good just means you have to be better. Okay? The world doesn't revolve around you. You don't get to not write things for other people because your handwriting isn't that good. You discover that when you have to write directions for somebody or when you have to write a phone number down for somebody, you still have to write notes to people. You discover that your notes are absolutely legible because you know you're writing for somebody else. So focus a little and make your writing legible. The idea that you can't take notes that other people can read, and therefore you have to spend time creating typewritten notes after the fact, and then complain about doing that is silly, right? You're essentially saying, I don't want to do this thing because it's hard, and so therefore I'm going to do this other thing, and then I'm going to complain about this other thing. That's just ludicrous, right? Spend a little time, slow down, write legibly. We're not asking you to write neatly, just legibly. That's all, okay? And look, there'll be some folks who then say, well, but wait now, guys, I like to type the notes real time. And that doesn't take time afterwards to create. If I handwrite my notes during the meeting, which only I can read, and then I have to type them up, that takes time. I've learned that bad, so therefore I'll type during the meeting.
Right. And we've talked about this before, I'm sure.
I don't know how many times some 30-year-old technology person says to me, some developer, some QA person says, well, I am, but Mark, that's actually different. I've actually solved that problem because I type over 100 words a minute. Your speed has nothing to do with it, guys. You're not transcribing the meeting like some sort of court stenographer, okay? What you're doing in that case of choosing to type meeting notes real time is choosing a process that's easy for you in order to create a result that's ineffective. People don't take good notes when they type. They underemphasize the important. They essentially emphasize everything and type like a stenographer.
That's right.
They tend to create transcripts. And typing is so much less efficient than handwriting, despite your speed of typing, guys, sorry, that the person typing is usually unable to contribute to the meeting. And look, if you have a 10-person meeting, getting rid of a person and saying you can only take notes is dumb. And God forbid there's somebody in your team who says, I really like to type and so therefore I'm going to be the note taker in all the meetings. Because what that does is that person then doesn't contribute on a regular basis. And frankly, dudes, we see you coming. You're doing email too. When the meeting ebbs and flows, you're doing email. And you're just addicted to your laptop. So you can get over it.
And this is not SS. There's been many studies about the effectiveness of handwriting over typing. Just
Google
look, folks. We're not making
handwriting versus typing. Yeah, it's just that's why we have a general prohibition against technology typing in meetings, including in our one-on-ones. If you want to use a tablet, that's fine. We'll talk about that in a second. But look, in our experience, lots of people who agree to take notes are using it as an excuse not to contribute. Taking handwritten notes is not nearly as mentally consuming as typing. You're made to do it based on your physical body. Speed is not important in note-taking. Judgment about what you're going to write down is important. Now look, then some other people say, well, wait a minute, we do conference calls and they have video, or there's desktop sharing and there's document sharing. So in that case, the document already exists and we're all contributing to the meeting. People say, well, we're already using our laptops or our desktops, and so the keyboard is right at our hands, or we're already sharing a document. Why not create one to type the notes into real time, right? But again, that presupposes that notes need to be typed, and they don't. And the distribution electronically after the meeting requires typing. It doesn't. It presupposes that everybody needs to see the notes being created. Clearly they don't. And in fact, that's a distraction. People actually start watching the notes appear on the screen rather than listening to the person whom the notes are coming from. Okay. And that typing is easier. Guys, that's not the point. Okay. And that a typed document is more easily searched. Okay. In some cases, yes. In some cases, no. But frankly, so few of us ever go back and search meeting notes. And too often, what people are saying is, well, typing is easily more easily searched. And yes, to some degree, that's true. But that also presupposes something, which basically is that the meeting notes are everything that everybody said, which by definition is impossible. So you're really not creating a transcript. But the idea that you can go back 3 months to find out who said X is irrelevant because, as we'll learn later, who said what in a meeting is largely irrelevant. Okay? So, very few people actually go back and search old meeting notes. Ask yourself how often you've done that. If you do it twice a year, that's not a reason to create a process to allow you to do that. Okay? And even if you do, the stuff you're creating in a typed document is largely worthless, and you don't have time for it anyway. And look, this isn't a resume. It doesn't need to be pretty. This is not a document that's going to be presented. If you're worried that some executive is going to see your handwritten notes and say, well, what is this? Why aren't they typed? You'd be like, look, I know all kinds of people who don't take notes in their meeting. I got sick of not being able to go back and see who said they were going to do what and what the deadlines are and what the decisions we made are. And I got tired of waiting for typed notes. So we just handwrite them. We post them like that. Everybody can read them. And you know what the executive will say is, good.
Well done.
Now, yeah. If the executive says to you, oh, well, you know, we have a standard here. We type our notes. Ask yourself about that. Really? Are you kidding me? This is not a corporate board meeting that the SEC is going to pour over the board notes in order to protect individual investors in the marketplace. Notes are a working document. It doesn't need to look prepared, okay? Because preparation takes time and doesn't add value. Okay. The value of notes is in the intellectual property, the information conveyed in the notes. I suspect the people who type notes also say, well, I've got to have an 80-page slide deck. No, you don't. Not unless you're going to, 80-page slide deck. How long would that be? That would be like a 10-hour.
No, it depends how fast you can flip the slides, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, video gamers these days, man, they can trigger those buttons pretty quickly. Right.
Yeah. Now, look, guys, for meetings that are longer, even if you have a whole day meeting, you could have 2 or 3 pages worth of agenda. You can spread an agenda out over 3 or 4 pages if you need to. The agenda you put out might only be 1 page, but the agenda you take notes with, you might just add 20 carriage returns into each one. Okay? And then you basically can pass around, and different people at different times can take different notes, handwritten notes on a clipboard based on who will be contributing less to that discussion. And look, frankly, that's nice to know, but the vast majority of meetings on your guys' calendars right now are an hour or less, so they only need 1 page, one picture, easy.
God, I hate to ask this. Okay, what do I do if I don't have an agenda? I know. Don't shoot me.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody. Yeah, it's funny. I ask people all the time, what's the agenda for me? I don't have one. Okay, well, call me back when you do.
Yeah.
And by the way, guys, that's sort of an executive thing. I don't want to just show up. You're asking for 2 hours. Well, what do you want to talk about? A meeting with an agenda is equivalent to Horseman's Law of the Stackhouse Grazing Rights Rule, which is no blind request. You can have some of my time, but you got to let me know what we're going to do. And a meeting about X, it's like, well, what are we going to do in that meeting about X? Are we going to decide things? Are we going to move things forward? Are we going to just contemplate our navels? That said, could you do this without an agenda? Of course you can. You know, your meetings are probably terrible without agendas. You probably start late, you finish late, right? Agendas solve all those problems. But too many of us don't bother with agendas. It's a bad choice, but okay, it's true. So, just write down the meeting title at the top of a handwritten page. If there's a change of topics, handwrite it at the left side of your blank page and underline it. Take notes. We'll talk about this in a minute about decisions and deliverables with notations on that topic near its title. That's it.
Okay.
You do it. And then take a picture of the single sheet of notebook paper. You know. Now, I will say it gets a little tough when a person's taking notes and they're using one of the smaller, I'm going to say roughly 5x7 Moleskines that have become so popular in so many places. I'm not saying those aren't great notebooks, guys. They're great. They're small and they're easy and they're about the size of an iPad mini, and many people have iPad minis and so on. That can be a little constricting. You may need more than one page. That's part of the reason why the legibility of my own handwriting is why I carry the larger one, right? much closer to 8x10, simply because inevitably I discover I'm carrying, you know, standard 8.5x11 sheets of paper, roughly 8x10 sheets of paper in my briefcase, because they're still printed stuff. And so therefore, having a notebook that's a little bit smaller doesn't necessarily benefit me that much.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I have the 5x7 Moleskine is what I carry. But when I'm taking notes at my desk, I often use just typewriter paper. And then I take pictures and send it out, and then I throw it away. That's kind of how I do it.
For those of you who don't know, Mike and I are both 55 years old. In fact, pretty sure Mike's birthday is tomorrow. But anyway, for those of you who are younger, maybe you're 25, we're glad you're listening. We wish we'd have known this stuff when we were 25. And yes, you did just hear Mike say the word typewriter.
Did I say typewriter?
Yeah, you did. You old. You know what? Anyway, now let's go back to the future here. So could you do this with a tablet and a stylus? You bet you could. We've done it, and it works well, actually, for a lot of people. That said, if you're using a stylus on your tablet in some other way and you're comfortable with it, that'll make it much easier.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen people get a tablet stylus. They don't know how to use it. And then they're using the tablet and the stylus. And we said, that's okay. Yet they spend the next half an hour during the meeting trying to figure it out. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. And it's been my experience. Mike has done it much more than I have. I've done it a couple of times. In my experience, right now, the technology 2014, 2015 is still a little slow, in the sense that you don't have the feeling of writing. This is at least on Mac-based iPads. Our friend Mike Swenson showed us several years ago writing in Microsoft OneNote, which has fabulous technological connectivity to Office and Outlook and so on. And to me, that's the holy grail. And so, yeah, you can absolutely do this. And it's way easier to take a picture of your stylus, right, or your tablet, frankly, than it is of the document, because it's on the you're taking a really high quality picture of it, and you don't have to worry about lighting or anything else.
And many solutions will, if you write legibly, again, will translate it into text. So there's some pretty cool stuff, but iPad just not, it's just not, I've done it. I did it for a long time. One-on-ones I used to do that way. I went back to a notepad, unfortunately.
Yeah. And I mentioned this a little bit ago in the cast. I'm going to say it again. If you're listening to this cast in 2020, yes, we know technology's improved. We try to stay away from what we call timely casts, where we talk about using technology and the technology is constantly changing. Technology didn't change a great deal, other than maybe Xerox machines, for 20 or 30 years, but technology is changing very rapidly now to the great benefit of the vast majority, the entire human population, all 7 billion of us. But that said, I can't imagine we would ever post a transcript, an audio transcript, if audio transcripts could be recorded easily, quickly, with high clarity for everybody who's speaking. And then maybe there'll be a thing that will cause a transcript to occur and you could simply go in and highlight things. But I'm not sure that an entire audio transcript of a meeting would ever be valuable, as we'll talk about here in just a second. But taking notes, handwriting notes in real time and highlighting them appropriately and send them out digitally as an image is going to be the way of the world for the next few years anyway.
Yeah. Who should be taking the notes?
If you're the meeting leader, it's totally okay to assign responsibility to somebody else. That frees you up to worry about process, which means getting from one point to another, usually about time, but more importantly about content. Meeting leaders, typically managers, who schedule the agenda and then run the agenda and then take notes and then try to provide content input as well, struggle, because that's a couple of too many balls. You can rotate it. You know, we already mentioned that. Just rotate it. Somebody, one person, different person. And you can rotate it within a meeting, although that can be overkill. Or you just say, Bob, you're up. This week you're taking notes.
Cool.
And by the way, if you're Bob and you get told to take notes in a meeting and you sigh and roll your eyes, if you work for me, I'm going to take you aside afterwards. Hey, can I give some feedback? When you sigh and you roll your eyes, when I asked you, take notes, it just sends me a message. You're not a team player. Can you do that better next time? Thanks.
Yes, boss. Right?
Yeah, there you go. Look, I'm not asking you to pant like a dog and say, that's my favorite thing in the whole world is take meeting notes. But geez, be an adult. Take one for the team.
There you go. So the bottom line of this is you don't need typewritten notes.
Good Lord,
right?
No.
And we're saying not only do you not need it, we're saying don't do it. It has all sorts of negatives associated with it.
Don't do it.
Takes too long and either during or it distracts people during the meeting. You don't get the results of having actually participated in the meeting, or it takes too much time afterwards to get out. So don't do it.
Yeah, good. Don't.
Okay. Now, we're taking notes. We're not taking a transcript. We're not a court reporter. We're not sitting at a board meeting. What are we taking notes about? What should be in those notes?
Yeah, decisions and deliverables. That's it. Look, there are three general categories of stuff that happens in meetings. Stuff is said, decisions are made, and deliverables are created. You don't need to write down everything everybody says. As we talked before, obviously, right? Creating a transcript is reserved for legally binding meetings, boards of directors, so on. Whenever somebody does this, right, they start typing a transcript, you lose their input to the content of the meeting. It's bad, okay? But you need to take judicious notes. We don't have time to do everything that's possible, okay? It is possible to create a transcript. It's wasteful, though, okay? It's possible, but it's not smart. You're not supposed to do everything that's possible. You're supposed to do things that add the most value. So all you really need to write down are decisions that are made and deliverables that are created. And look, we recommend that you have a way of highlighting or identifying, if you're writing other stuff down, perhaps, that you identify decisions and deliverables through some sort of note-taking device. Maybe it's a box around decisions. Maybe it's circles around deliverables, so that people, the moment they look at the notes, they can find, there's metadata in your notes, which is this metadata is data about the data that they're looking right at.
I recommend clouds.
Yeah, that's what I use. You know, you and I independently came to that years ago.
Clouds are good.
And for me, the reason a cloud works, and folks, when we say a cloud, it's a bit like a circle only with like
scallops.
Like indentations. Yeah, it's sort of like a scalloped circle, but it looks like a cloud up in the sky. And the beauty of it is it doesn't look like handwriting. Sometimes people will underline things that they want to give emphasis to, and then they also underline deliverables. And if you see a lot of underlining, you're like, whoa, what are the deliverables? Where are my deadlines? What are the decisions there? But it's really unlikely that you're going to draw a cloud around something, at least for me. And a cloud in my handwriting is very different visually than the way my handwriting looks. Now, I take notes and block all capital letters the way lots of engineers, people who took drafting class in undergraduate or elementary or high school, and many, many people do. A lot of people in the technology world write in all caps. So if you're writing in all caps, a cloud around it is distinctive. Yeah. A box also, a rectangle also is, but we don't care what you use. You can use an asterisk. You can use a double underline. And for those of you who are West Pointers, you can use a double underline and put A and S next to it, and that will bring you back to when you were in school.
Killing me, dude.
Exactly. But really, whatever it is, choose whatever you want, and then make sure everybody knows. And if different people use different note-taking devices, put what's the part on the map? Not the agenda, the...
Legend?
The legend. A legend that says a star means a deliverable and a box means a decision or whatever.
Yeah, just be consistent. Come up with something.
Yeah. And then don't forget, guys, deliverables. Who is doing what by when? The person, the thing, the task, and the deadline. When is it due?
There you go.
Okay.
I tell you, if you're just capturing that eliminates a lot of words. Note-taking all of a sudden seems achievable.
Yeah. Think about how often you go back through notes looking for something other than decisions and deliverables. It's rare. It's really rare. And that need for more comprehensive notes, this simplified stuff, makes it much less likely that you'll fall into the trap of, oh, I got to type up meeting notes. I got to read and I got to type and I got to go back and I got to read. Those more comprehensive notes are a big part of why people are always late or notes never get done.
Right.
It's too much work, too little value.
I think actually, if you're taking notes and that's what you're looking for the deliverables, and you get the end of a topic and you don't have a deliverable or an action, like that should prompt like, okay, what's the deliverable here, guys? So yeah. It's part of like, you know, activating your reticular activating system for the most important thing.
Exactly.
During meetings.
Yeah. And the last thing we're going to say is we've already made it clear. You're going to just take a picture of the notes. You're not going to distribute a typewritten document. You're going to distribute an image of the notes you physically took in the real time meeting. This is the dead simple part of this cast.
This is why iPhones and Androids were created.
Yeah.
This is it.
Use your smartphone, take a picture of your notes, likely one page, and send them as an email or even as a text to all the attendees. And if you want to include somebody else who wasn't there, like, you know, a member of your team that wasn't there, particularly if they got a deliverable, you can include them as well. It doesn't take more than a minute. We've actually received meeting notes of meetings we were attending before the end of the meeting.
Yeah, that's right.
There was the meeting ended. It maybe ended a little bit early. There was some chit-chat. Everybody's still in the room. The notes are already created. They just haven't been distributed because you're creating the notes real time. When the meeting's over, the meeting notes have been created. They're ready to be distributed. And the note taker did it while sitting there, right? Everybody was chatting and so on. And the note taker just focused for a minute, you know, hit send a picture, send a mail or whatever, typed in, you know, everybody's addresses, you know, highlighted people's names. And some folks laughed because their phones went off and they said, wow, I got the meeting notes right now. And then they realized the fabulousness of it, that they'd left before they left the room, they actually went ahead and created their own next actions based on that.
That's right. You know, and it's really, we didn't really talk about it. We talked about really, I think in my head, at least, we're talking about meetings that were happening sitting around a table or something. But if you're having a meeting where you have a bunch of, you know, flip charts up and you're taking notes, you know, you're doing kind of visual record keeping.
Yep.
It's even more important, right? You take a picture of the flip chart and you send it out and
boom,
you're done, right? Versus somebody collecting them. I've seen this a million times. Somebody rolls them all up, puts them in their suitcase.
Oh, I did that. Yeah.
And they go home and, you know, if
that's
they're
what
really,
I did for years and years and years.
And then you go type them up and it just takes forever.
Sucks.
Right?
And you don't do it. And you're delayed. And people,
yeah, that's
and
right.
deliverables are delayed simply because of the nature of your record keeping during the meeting. And because notes are, at that point, were separate from the meeting rather than real time. Because everybody's already taking notes. So all we're going to do is make some of those notes valuable.
There you go. That's easy.
Yeah. So wrapping up, handwrite your notes directly on an agenda. Capture just decisions and deliverables, highlight them in some way, and then take a picture of them with your phone and send them to attendees. And if you have somebody who's more senior and you need to have someone explain to them how to send a picture out to email, the icon that might exist in Android or on iPhones, iOS, I'm sure one of the younger people in the crowd would be able to do that. It's literally that easy, guys. Agendas help, but they're not required. It doesn't take much time. It's a big step toward making your meetings worth something and increasingly driving work, which is to say deliverables.
Awesome. All right, my friend. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Anytime, partner.
All right. We'll see you later. Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. Have a great one. So long.